This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Warren McCartney is brought to you in part by J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Easy Car Sales, Wendy's, Fidelity Bank, Burger King, Island Wholesale, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, and ISL Bahamas Limited, the developers of Swim, the stress-free click-to-clear software.
Gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're going to get into a couple of things today, but the first thing I do want to get into with you is another birthday shout out. Today, my big brother Enrique McCartney, Father Enrique McCartney, celebrates his birthday. I ain't going to tell you, should I tell you his age? So he went. But he celebrates his birthday today, and I hope you're having a great day, big bro. I'll tell people you're not that old. 49, he's 49 today. Almost 50, a player. It's all downhill from there. But he's having a birthday today, and so happy birthday, big bro. I hope you're doing well out there, and you take some time to really catch yourself, all right? Now, I'm do another thing, and I normally don't do this, but last weekend, I took the advice, or I used the contact given to me by a friend of mine for a barber who comes to your house. Usually, I would go to the barber, but it's been difficult to get, to a barber. And so my son kept begging me for a haircut, and I go, yeah, okay, let's do it. I'll try this barber, and we'll see. So I used a guy, and he was pretty good, so I'm going to give him a shout-out. Young guy. His name's Clem. He's with Ambition Mobile Barbering. Ambition Mobile Barbering. Comes to your house, you know, he cuts your outside, has his mask, has all his tools and all this other stuff like that, does well. Aspiring young man, you know, it's good to see a young guy out here trying to make an honest living and hustle. He's got, you know, several things going on, mobile barbering being one of them. So Ambition Mobile Barbering, ambimobile.com. He ain't paid me for that. I didn't get no free haircut, although that would have been cool. But he's affordable as well. But give him a shout. Check him out if you can. You know, you might help get a young man really on his way, you know? Really respectful, nice, professional guy. All right? Now, I got a couple of things I want to talk to, and we're not going to shy away from some politics today, but I want to delve into some other stuff that isn't immediately politically centric, all right? So, but I will do some politics. Don't worry about that, because it's going on. So, let me see how I can introduce this to you. Every morning, when I come out front, I usually would wake up, since school has resumed, I wake up later than my wife. See who that is on the phone. We could talk to them. That's fine, too. See who it is. If they just, you know, if they know something, that's cool. Anyway, every morning I get up, and since school's resumed, I get up usually after my wife, because I go to bed after, and who this? All right, fine. I'll resume this story after I take this call. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Good afternoon, Ms. McCartney. it's a bit ancillary to the topic you're discussing today, but I think it's absolutely pertinent to our growth and development as a country, right? Sure, the infrastructural decay I'm seeing in this country. I just came from the park a few minutes ago by Gerald Cash, and there was a gentleman teaching a young teenager, female, how to drive. And he stops his car in the middle of the lane, okay? Mm-hmm. And he gets on his phone and apparently texting or dialing a number or something. Mm-hmm. So me and another gentleman that was passing asked him, you know, what's the problem? Why are you stopped? You're teaching a young child how to drive. Right. A young Bahamian driver that's going to be on the road for another 30 or 40 years, and you're stopping a car that you're teaching her to drive in the middle of the aisle. I think that is indicative of what is going on in this country. There is nobody's applying with the law anymore in this country.
You said you were at the park or on the street?
I was on the street. I was running. I was jogging.
Oh, okay. And you saw
him. He passed me, and he stops the car abruptly, and I was on the sidewalk, but he stops the car in the middle of the lane going south, and he's on his phone, you know, and he's teaching somebody to drive.
This is a regular person. This ain't a driving school.
No, this is a driving instructor.
You're joking. This is a driving school.
This is a driving instructor.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
We wonder why we have so much
now I understand
on the street.
Yeah,
right. Craziness going on. These people are not being taught properly. I think these drivers need to be vetted, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I agree. Totally. Now I get it. They should have ticketed him. But thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, I thought about taking his number, but after he drove off and then he made a U-turn and went back the opposite way, you know? But, you know, this is where we are going. This is why we have infrastructural decay in this country. To me, that's an exemplification of the infrastructural decay that we are experiencing in this country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We wonder why the streets are so crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Because everybody's driving like they're lunatics.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, man. I'm good. I'm glad I helped you get that off your chest. I saw, buddy, listen, you know where it's hot? Downtown, player. Dem cops on fire down there, right? In fact, everywhere. I just went through the DeVoe Street. Not DeVoe Street, man. Right there at the intersection of Mini Street? Not Mini Street. The street name, man. Right here where Cook the Kitchen is, where CB Moss Church is, Salvation Army and all this. Right there on the corner where Base Road is. The intersection of Nassau Street and where you hit Boyd Road, opposite of Boyd, you don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, through there, there's like right now about 12 cops, right? Just like Constable, Meadow Street. Thank you, Meadow Street, right? So it's like 12 cops just waiting, player, right? And you're lucky the competent one still have the emergency order going on. Because they stopping you now, even if your plate's up, they stopping you and reminding you road traffic open, I won't see your insurance. So if you ain't got your insurance, that's a major ticket, right? And my insurance up the end of this month, I got to go re-up that. I need to do everything with my car, but I need to certainly re-up the insurance. And they had a fella stop, so they there right now, if they're listening to me, they there right now. I ain't saying Duck Meadow Street, I'm just saying they right there right now. So I was passing there yesterday, and they had a fella pull in the parking lot by Milo Butler. All right? Now, he was getting ticket, right? Normal looking, you know, Bahamian fella, you know what I mean? He was at all, you know, dressed nice, you know, not preppy, but, you know, nice. And he was wrenched right up, son, because they had about six of them had him, everything open, trunk, door, all this, right? And they were ticketing him. Because if you see him now, they with the ticket buck out, right? Which, I ain't tripping, right? However, some discretion could be used. So they ticket him. Friday, I was downtown, and I went to meet someone. Now me, I got, what do you call them, the earbuds for Christmas? So I don't need to talk on the phone. Plus my car has the CarPlay. Well, you get the speakerphone, you know? And I was looking, I looked at my phone. It was connected and everything like that. I said, it's the CarPlay. You can see the map on your phone, everything like this, on your dashboard. So I just looked on my phone because I was supposed to meet somebody, and I was wondering if I was getting the thing. And I got a warning from the cops. They were like, you know, it's a $500 ticket for looking at your phone. So it was like, we can let you go with a warning. But they ain't playing out there, you know? Because I told them, and when he said that, I was like, look, I got, everything's connected. I really apologize. I shouldn't have done that. I was going very slowly. And I just glanced at my phone. He's like, your phone was in your hand. Normally that's a $500 ticket. So this you want it. All right? And I was appreciative of that, and I moved on. All right? But they're out here ticketing people. So, and it's a lot. And, buddy, I ain't got the 500 like that right now. So imagine people who ain't really got steady streams of income and all sort of stuff like that. So some leniency, yes. But I think making people aware of the need to follow the law is quite important. So I'm not tripping if the cops stop me. I don't look at the cops and go, ah, what are they? You know what I mean? I don't do that. I look at it, I go, how can I help? You know? So they out here. You know? We're ticketing. Paul Rowley, he ain't playing around. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Golly, Daisy, you always so long with you.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm right here, man. I'm holding. But what I've been calling for, right? For that leniency. Take for instance, right? Those guys, whosoever they be, they would hit you and don't stop. Okay? Just yesterday I was walking, right? Through a street and I was in the gutter off the tar road. That's how close I was to people's house trying to walking on the side.
Right.
And you know, a guy clipped me with their windshield. Mirror.
No, they hit the mirror, clip your car.
Clipped me on my arm.
Oh, clip you, as one said.
Right.
But you couldn't
and
see.
Guess what? Right. Where I was, it was like I've said, it was off the main street, right? Like in the gutter. And I could have fell down in a hole. Okay? What was on the side? You think that person stop? And they occasionally they would hit me, and they don't stop.
My brother, they'll kill you. They'll kill you and paralyze you and keep pushing.
Right. That's right.
You understand? And go get 3 for $5 if they still doing that. They
you
don't.
See
they ain't, no one. They ain't checking.
One time a guy hit me. I was through the big jumbo change corner, right, coming towards the street. A guy hit me, and then they could jump out the car and run. Some guy stole him and beat him.
He leave his car?
So
he figured they wasn't going to find him from the car?
I don't know.
And they beat him?
And they hold him and beat him.
Instant karma.
So you know, those police need to be in the street doing some work.
I agree. Yeah. I don't begrudge them at all. God, that's your job. Go out there and do it. Now, you know, if you know, I can give you a chance to tell me a story, right? So why you ain't got, well, first of all, I can ticket you if you ain't got no insurance. That's dangerous. All right? But I give you a chance to tell me a story. Why you wearing your seatbelt, man? Why you got this baby in your lap in the front seat? What's going on? You know what I mean? And I can warn you. Now, if I continue this, if I buck you again, I'd be like, buddy, I already told you. Here go your ticket.
And
you can tell your story to the judge.
Two more points. They got to be taking those cars off the sidewalk because when they're on the sidewalk, people got to walk on the main street. And those people that are walking on the main street could get clipped because those guys be speeding, man. You know what I'm saying? And they're not checking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Why not?
I'm with you. I'm a runner, too. I go running numerous times a week. But I have sidewalk where I am. But still, you know, I'm always aware that anybody could be wilding out and run up on the road and knock me down and not even check. And think about it, how people roll now, they just keep going. They just legit keep going. If I knock a dog down, I can stop, see how the dog doing. Judge a human being. I don't know where some of y'all are at, like morally, ethically, with it. But not a human being, I don't get it. You know what I mean? The only way I get that is if you're in a very suspect area and it's maybe dangerous for you. And even then, what I would do is I would drive to the nearest police station and go, look, I believe I hit somebody. Please help me. You know what I mean? And just go from there. So you got to take some personal responsibility. All right? Now, where was I? Oh. Another call? Okay, sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, buddy Warren. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
It's rough, buddy. It's rough.
Yeah.
You know, speaking about hitting a dog, things that happen on our street, you know, but one, that individual who was killed in that car, that car incident that happened in the Grove with my brother.
Where they pull him out of the car?
Yes.
Wow.
That was my brother.
That was tragic to me.
I mean, and to see that, you know, people don't have any love in this world today. We live in a society where the social and moral decadence is right at the bottom. And whereas, you know, the other day the Minister of National Security said that everybody deserves a second chance. I don't think everybody deserves a second chance, Mr. Bingham. I think if you do the crime, you ought to pay the time.
Yep.
You are sending the wrong message to people out there that all I got to do is go spend a little time and they can give me time off once I do good, and then I can come back out and do the same thing. We have to send a strong message to these individuals that, buddy, there's a price to pay. We're living in a failed state, Mr. McCartney. Crime is out of control in a population of under 500,000. We can't get this thing under control. And China, with its billion persons, don't have these kind of things. Other countries around the world don't have this high level of crime. Two murders yesterday. And the politicians, they come in and they are promising, oh, we're going to fix this and we for hanging and we for this. And when they get in, they change their mind and so on and so forth. I mean, I am, Mr. Carney, I am frustrated. I'm tired. And we have to do something as a country. We have to decide what kind of society we want. Jeff Lloyd said law, order, and discipline was his mantra. And I thought that is what we would have seen with this new government, but it hasn't happened. Thank you, Mr. McCartney. You have a good day, sir.
No problem. Now, I'll say this to you. The government can't stop your ignorant, drunk, high, disrespectful of life self from dragging a man out of a car and stabbing him because you disagree with him in a traffic dispute. The government can't do that for you. That's for you to control yourself. A friend of mine, his father, who's elderly, got in an accident with a young person, a couple of them in a car. Of course, they had no insurance. When his father said, this is so off topic from what I wanted to get into. When his father said, okay, well, I'm going to call the police, because they need to record the accident and everything, they rear up on the man, you know, in his 70s now, these young people. Oh, if you call the police, I'll effing kill you and all this other stuff like that. Just frightening this guy. What they didn't know was that the man's sons, he had already called them, and they were on the way. And so when his sons came there, they checked themselves real quick. With all that tough talk. You see, but the government can't make you respect nobody. The government can't make you have a regard for other people's lives and the law. Your parents need to teach you that. Your community need to teach you that. Your church, your school should help teach you that. The government can't give you that. You know you're supposed to obey the law. Now what the government can do is enforce the law. But when the government puts the police on the street to give out tickets, then we go, maybe it's too much. So we got to figure out which one is it that we want. I think a happy medium would be what a lot of police I see are doing, but it could just be me getting the light skin treatment, which is police giving reminders that this is the law. You're expected to follow the law, particularly with the traffic laws. And if you now are aware of the law, even though ignorance of the law is no excuse, you're now aware of the law, the next time it's not going to be a blight. It's going to be you have to follow the law. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, well, I'm a god name.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got last call who called you, but his brother, that was my friend as well. And how I hear that happened, mm-hmm. It really is the tragic.
Yeah, I heard how that happened.
Yeah, that was my friend as well.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So that hurt me.
And my condolences to the last call.
What I want to say, talking about this insurance, the government got to put some more teeth in it. You see, it's not enough teeth in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a couple who got killed Christmas Day. The fella drive without insurance.
Right, he admits that.
And he gets $250 fine.
Right.
That's a drop in the bucket.
Right.
Now, if it's me, if I change the law, this will happen. If I catch you driving with uninsured car, that's $1,000 fine. And I taken the car with me, possess the car with me.
And suspend your license.
You insured it.
Right. I suspend your license.
Compete in these things.
Yeah.
But because if I only write you a ticket, you go right back on the road and drive again, and then this time you kill somebody.
Correct.
And, you know, or you may knock down somebody, hurt them real bad. The person can't take his family. You don't have no insurance. So I think moving forward, they should at least come up with $1,000 fine and repossess the car until they get the car insured. They can still pay $1,000, and then when the car insured, then you give them, they come back on the road. But fast, we're just giving them a ticket and letting them go scot-free. And I catch you without insurance, $250? No, man, that didn't make no sense. But some more things I will say, but take your mind.
All right, my brother. Thanks. I agree. The fine could be higher. The insurance thing is critical. You can't. Listen, driving a car is not a human right. Driving a car is a privilege. All right? And you have to follow certain rules when you're driving the car for yourself and for the vehicle. All right, so you got to understand that. Because you could always walk, you know? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
I understand that.
Hello, good afternoon. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
I think you need to turn your radio.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm well.
Yeah. Yes, welcome. I'm calling. First, I say condolences to the the family members of the folks that were affected with that tragic incident.
Yes.
And secondly, I don't want to take away from the incident, but what I want to look at is, like, with these problems, especially with the reactions young people are having in this social climate, I think what needs to happen is we need to really step back and take a look at where these attitudes are being germinated and where these attitudes and behaviors are coming from. Because I don't think imposing these draconic penalties and throwing so much of these young brothers to the lions without actually doing any cohort studies, doing real investigation, observational studies to exactly what is causing these behaviors, because they aren't innate within human beings. And what we are seeing now in the abundance of these sporadic acts of violence, et cetera, are people who I don't believe are doing the necessary research and doing the necessary cohort studies to come up with policies to address these things on a national and a more futuristic level.
Right.
What we need to do, and I believe the responsibility of a lot of talk show hosts, is to explain to people paradigm shifts and social reform and the time it takes The lease is 20 years.
Right.
So when we look at the amount of young brothers that are continuing to throw their lives away on a whim based upon these reactionary events and situations, it's clear that the country is in a more dire state as far as behavior than what a penalty could remove. So
right.
I just want everyone out there to really take more insight into the solutions as opposed to just harsh penalty, because throughout time it has not shown to bring about social reform.
Well, and I got to get to some other calls here, but you make such a great point. It's that we're looking at just the punishment side of it, right? So the punishment side won't prevent more young men from reacting the same way because of how society has failed. You see what I'm saying? So what you need to look at is what's going to lead to a preventative culture.
Yeah, right? But see, like, let me give you an example, and I know I don't want to take too much of your time because you got out of college, brothers. But see, I want to look, for example, your upbringing, your attitudes, what brought you to the point of being able to use conflict resolution. And to have that appeal, to have that conscious appeal, like you mentioned with the ticket you almost got and you were warned. Your response to be able to even warrant that warning was based upon, you could trace that at some point to your rearing and upbringing.
Yeah.
But if you look at it in its entirety, where that type of upbringing is missing and whose responsibility it is, and just this one thing I want you to look at, mm-hmm. where we live in a country where suppressing the cost, suppressing education at a certain level is vital to the product that we provide as far as labor. The question we need to ask is, do we want more informed, intelligent, striving young people that will question the process?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, we do.
That's the question we need to ask, because if the process is questioned, then what happens is, for your namesake or your television, your radio show, you will have revolution.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely 100% correct, my brother. I really appreciate your call. That was really good. Really insightful.
Yeah,
and what he says is, that's the type of revolution I'm talking about, where you change society through changing the way we think about society, changing the way we think about culture, changing the way we think about who we are and who we could be. You understand what I'm saying? Like, as opposed to going, well, just do this and do that and everything's going to change itself. Like, structural revolutionary reform is where I'm at. Good afternoon. It is an important conversation to have, you know, despite the stuff I was going to talk about, which I still intend to talk about. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How are you today?
I'm good. How is it going?
I'm okay. You know, I want you to help the Bahamian people out here.
Mm-hmm.
Is the emergency order still in effect?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Does the emergency order trump any other provisional law once it's amended in the emergency order?
Say very, very, very few, yes. What are you getting at?
Okay, just what I'm getting at. Didn't the Prime Minister say that as long as the vehicle has insurance, right?
Yes.
The ticketing won't change until after the emergency orders?
Correct, yes.
So why are the police out there ticketing people for minor offenses? I'm not speaking about major offenses.
They can't ticket you. They can ticket you for
but
insurance.
They
can ticket you for insurance, though.
But no, most definitely. But I'm saying to you, persons have insurance and they're still being ticketed for minor offenses.
But
how is that possible?
Well, if the offense isn't covered under the emergency order.
No, I'm speaking about, all right, if your car is not licensed, right?
They can't
your car
ticket
is insured
you for that.
Because you've been out of job because of the pandemic, okay? But you had sufficient funding to insure your car. How is it they're ticketing you for a car not being licensed?
They,
and under
they
the
can't.
Emergency order, it says that once your car is insured, until after the emergency order, 90 days after the emergency order. Oh, come on, man. Someone got to help us over this. I mean, I'm not trying to...
If the police are ticketing you for not having your car licensed, then they're wrong. And you
and
go
they
to,
don't.
You,
they
you
don't. So, and they're ticketing you for broken headlights, all kind of minor offenses.
They could ticket you for that.
They could?
For a broken headlight, yeah.
I'm
but a seatbelt, the broken
what if
headlight.
Your headlight is broken, but it's working?
That's a tricky one, yeah. You got
to...
some discretion would be good, too, yeah.
We need some clarity in these emergency order pertaining to road traffic. That's all I'm saying.
Right. But I mean,
I think they need to have someone from either the Prime Minister's office or from road traffic come on and explain it to the Bayman people.
Well, I would like the police to explain exactly what their strategy is. However,
exactly.
I'm pretty clear on the emergency order, which
yes,
covers
sir.
your driver's license
right.
and your car licensing.
Right.
That's
right.
it.
Right.
That's all
well,
I understand.
Understand
it covers.
A lot of people are complaining. So I'm just saying, I'm straight, but
right.
I'm just trying to find out.
Well, they're complaining about a lot of other things, too, because police
yeah.
are now... Then and they moved away from arresting to citations. So now you don't have your mask on. That's a citation.
Yes.
You have you're operating your restaurant outside of the emergency orders. You ain't social distancing. That's a citation. You have too many people in one place. That's a citation. You're serving food. People eating in your place. That's a citation. So, you know, they had these emergency orders, and now they're following through with all these citations, and people are going, well, look, man, it's a squeeze. You understand what I'm saying?
Because
if you give me this $500 ticket
yeah.
for having too many people in my business now, it, what does that mean? You know, how do I prove that with the square footage, with the people? This $500 can mean I can't pay the rent now, I can't pay the light bill now, so maybe you could have warned me, and
yep.
we could move forward from there, given the climate.
So can I give you a little prime example of what happened to me last night?
Sure, but Bonham
on Glasson and Carmichael mm-hmm. Road. There are a few officers on the side of the street. You can't see them. They have who don't have on camouflage, they have on all dark blue with no reflectors on it. That is a dangerous thing.
Mm, yeah.
If you're having a roadblock, it's fine.
Right.
But you can't, when a car almost approach you, just jump in the road and flag him down.
Right.
You're going to cause yourself get hurt.
That's true.
At least have some reflector on that people can know that it's an officer. You don't, because once you see the green vest, they know most nine times or ten, it's an officer.
Right, yeah, true.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, man.
All right, no problem. Now, a lot of y'all tell me about roadblock. I don't leave my house after dark. So, not after dark, not after you can see a star or two, right? So, you might be the sun get down. About 6:30, 6:45, 7, I might be on the road. But, like, when y'all be out, but roadblock, I don't see it. But that could hold up progress. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, how's it going, my brother?
My good, man. You good?
Yeah, man, right here.
Well, I want to listen. I'm trying to be the devil advocate, right? But listen.
Right.
So I drive in from, you know where you say those places be downtown? You know, they be hot out there. Right by the entrance of when you coming down, like where John Canoe start.
Right, yes.
Okay. So, I reached down as far as Basra, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be honest. I think I might have been doing a little bit too fast.
Right.
But from what I understand, from there all the way down, like, there's fast water, I guess, it is 25-mile-per-hour zone.
Right.
So, I got a ticket, right? Now, here's the thing. I'm prepared to pay the ticket and everything. So, mm-hmm. my wife goes, but, sir, she asked the officer, where's the sign for speed limit? So you know what we did?
Mm-hmm.
We circled around, you know.
Right.
After I dropped before the school, we circled around. We drove back from downtown very slowly. She looked on one. She looked on the left side. I'm looking on the right side. And there is no
signage.
Speed limit sign to tell you to indicate. Whereas, what's the speed limit? How much you're allowed to do in this zone?
Right.
The only speed limit sign we saw one. Was nailed on a pallet right after you pass latitude in the bush.
A pallet?
If you look good to your left right after you pass latitude.
Oh, up eastern, when you go to the eastern road. Yeah, right.
You'll see a wooden pallet with the number 30 stuck on it. So I'm like, I don't know. You think I should just pay the ticket? I just be like, listen, you know something? I wasn't forewarned. I mean, I didn't see the speed limit sign there. There is none.
I mean, it's up to you. If you feel strongly about it, I'd go to the magistrate and tell him, like, look, I'm prepared to pay the ticket, but I can be real with you. Like, well, first of all, if you admit you're speeding, and then you have to do it. But if you just want to note your concern, look, there ain't no speed limit sign, so I didn't really know what the speed limit was. You could do that.
Yeah, well, I just want to get an unbiased opinion on that one.
Yeah, no, I agree. There should be signage. Yeah, absolutely. You know, but the police out here now have speed guns, too. So, and I'm not opposed to it, you know, because y'all drive bad out here, right? Terrible. But what I'm saying is, you know, you could ease people into it before you start slapping these heavy fines on it. Because when I hear $500, my belly drop. You know what I mean? So I was like, ooh. You know what I'm saying? I tried to get school fee together. I know you hit me with this $500. Then you don't pay it. They pull your name. You get pulled over again. Just a warrant for you. Let's, you know. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Vaughn. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. It seems that you have an open line.
No, I actually had an agenda, but since people are so concerned about this issue, let's discuss it.
Oh, well, I'm concerned about these school kids who are walking up and down the street.
School
kids. So I
don't
know if you have the attention of the Ministry of Education, Mr. Loy.
But no public schools are open yet on New Providence.
Yeah, but they have to find a way to safely open the school. You don't think?
Oh, you're saying school-age children just walking up and down.
School-age kids, government school children.
They need to be in virtual school, eh?
Need to be in the classroom, I think, by now.
I think the school should have been open by now, yes.
I think they need to find a way, sit around the table and find a way to safely open up the school.
Yep, I'm right with you.
Okay.
Why can't the schools open now, is my question. Why? What's the problem?
Don't know, because we're not having the same count as the United States, right?
Right.
And the fact is, if we're not having the same count, what is the problem?
Yeah, that's. I'd love to know.
I believe Marcellus Taylor could help me with that. After since I said it, I noticed that quite a number of persons are saying that even if they don't want to bring all the kids back in school, just divide the kids into two sections. Have a morning and an afternoon class.
You have a shift system like Jamaica.
Have a shift system. Right. They can sit down and my God, man, that ain't so hard to figure out.
Right.
Bring these children back to school.
Agreed.
They just walk and you ever drive around now. So. You see them just patrolling the road like a holiday or weekend or something.
Right. Yep. Not in virtual schools.
No, they're not. And if the parents is not at home to make sure that they are learning, they won't.
Nope.
Find a way to bring these kids to school, man.
I totally agree with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Right here. Yeah. I get the feedback. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
I don't know if I get the feedback. I've got my TV off and everything.
I don't know. I can hear you.
Okay. So I was asking, what do we have to do if we want to, say, ask for mandatory occasional urine tests of parliamentarians in regards to drugs?
You could pass a law to that effect. I might question the constitutionality of that, but...
We got to pass a law?
You could try and see if it'll withstand constitutional scrutiny.
But I thought that right now they're discussing the legalization of marijuana for medicinal and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know members of the House of Assembly that are still smoking grass...
I don't know none, but
no, I'm not just saying. Suppose I know somebody that's still smoking grass, and I got proof.
You could call the cops then, I guess.
Okay, like you've been to school, you've been to college, and everything.
Right.
You know a couple of your boys you hang out with. You maybe still drink a scotch or a beer.
Yeah.
But you know one or two of them and hit the little roach once in a while.
I know lots of people who smoke marijuana. Yeah.
I hear you.
I say I know lots of people who smoke marijuana.
Yeah, but it's just that you never reported them to your boys.
That's their business, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, I don't.
I don't.
Like I know fellas that went to school with me, went off to college, got master's degree, came back, became doctors, lawyers, accountants, whatever it is, in the House Assembly.
Yeah.
They're smoking grass.
Yeah.
But it's against the law.
It's ridiculous, is what it is.
But it's against the law. And they're in the House of Assembly discussing legalizing it. Where the fellas who in the House Assembly discussing it is the ones who smoking it. But the little boy down the road going down VZ Street, police pull him over and meet him with a joint. Boom, boom, in jail.
Yep, it's ridiculous.
He ain't got no money to afford a lawyer to try and get him out on bail or nothing like that. He's just gone up in the bus.
Yeah, I don't know if no one in Parliament is doing marijuana.
Well, you know, it's against the law. I can get sued because I can call a name.
Well, don't call no name here for me.
I can tell you where it is. Pick it up, too.
But,
have a good day.
Yeah, take your time. I don't want nobody name. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Hey, how's it going?
Aaron called you can hear me clear?
I can, yes.
You know, the CDC, that thing what they be waiting on with this COVID thing to get the report to find out what's the best way for us to deal with things around the world?
Yes.
I hear them saying something a couple of days ago on the news. This to the lady was saying to open up the schools. They was going to tell, I don't know if they're just talking to the Americans over there in America, which way is the best way after, since this COVID thing started, which way they think is the best way for us to send the school, the children and back to the schools. So I said that to the lady who was saying open the schools, but mom, I mean, and that's your right to say that, right? And what I think really is that before we could talk about opening the schools, we should have the Parents Teachers Association, the Bahamas Teachers Union, and the Ministry of Education, Department of Education, President, the Minister of Education, they need to sit down together and have a plan. This thing can't work. Miss, I hear you talking about open schools, after the CDC done say what they say, we hear, if we decide to follow up on that, we still got to do things in order. We don't know if the children them have to wear uniforms. Is the government providing? Are they expecting more children to be on welfare and need that school lunch because their mommy ain't getting no job to the hotel no more?
Right.
The minister need to move his ego the way and get his act together and stop tripping out. He need to sit down with the minister, with Madam President of the Teachers Union, Vaughan, and come up with a plan to tell us the best way to do it. And the parents, we need to be involved. Because if you listen to some of these people, they say, open the schools. Sometimes it's for different ulterior motives, like either for business, lunch, winning, or whatever, but it's their rights to say it. But we can't open no down. We get our act together. The teachers president union need to sit down with the Minister of Education and need to get his act together. These people, they think this thing bigger than them. Jeff Lloyd need to understand. You know, just how he come and there, the people them go warn him, or the Ministry of Education have a responsibility to our children. This bigger than you, Jeff Lloyd. Get your act together. Sit down with Madam President Melinda Wilson and come up with a plan and the Ministry of Social Service, because you can need more uniform and you can need more lunch. Keep up the good work, Mr. McCartney.
Okay, my brother. Last I checked, the Bahamas Union of Teachers had a plan to reopen the schools. And last I checked, the Ministry of Education had a plan to reopen the schools. So I don't understand why the schools aren't open. And I don't know why we have to wait on the CDC. We've successfully opened schools in every island aside from New Providence, Eleuthera, Exuma, and Abaco. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. One more time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. I only have 60 seconds before my break.
All right, I'll go very quickly.
Sure.
I'll just make some bullet points, and you can respond whenever.
Sure.
One, I don't agree that vaccinations won't be given to persons over 65.
I'm going to talk about that today.
I agreed with one of your callers about a shift system. I tried to introduce that in the first Christie administration. The union opposed it. The high school that two of my brothers and I attended in New York back in the 60s, we met a shift system. And I was jealous of my older brother that his first class was 11 a.m. And then thirdly, the schools can be open as long as there's proper ventilation, sanitizing liquids and soaps, and mask wearing. My daughter's a teacher in the United States, and she's teaching in a school that is open.
Right. My kid's school is
open. Maybe we'll talk some other time.
All right. Appreciate you, Mr. Carter. Thanks much. My kid's school is open, and I was reluctant for my kids to go to school wearing masks, but they often give them a little mask break when they have recess and they're out in the air and stuff like that, at least for the younger ones. But, you know, it's working so far. Nothing adverse has happened. We got to go to news. We'll be back on the other side. I had actually intended to talk about COVID vaccinations, the new normal per se. And so we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. We'll be right back.
Did you know that $5 can get you delicious combos fit for a king? Well, it can, but only at Burger King Nassau. Not only is the big in-flavor flame-grilled Whopper Junior combo you love available for just $5, but now you can enjoy a crispy chicken junior sandwich topped with bacon plus fries and a drink for only $5 as well. At Burger King Nassau, you get to choose between a chicken BLT or flame-grilled beef in two great combos that include fries and a drink for only $5, including VAT. Value has a new home at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Rejuvenate, refresh, treat yourself. Immerse yourself in total comfort. Pamper yourself. After all, you're worth it. Relax. Rid yourself of all life stresses. At Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa, you will find everything you need to enhance your body and spirit. Call today at 323-6711. And begin your journey to serenity at Baja Retreat Anti-Aging Spa.
Are you ready to break up with your car? Easy Car Sales invites you to fall in love with an electric vehicle. Ditch the gas pump, the expensive mechanics. Feel the freedom, the power. Visit easy242.com and make a date to test drive an electric vehicle today. Get into a better relationship. Find your perfect match at Easy Car Sales and drive electric happily ever after.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
When King Hatchet was a hammer, customs clearance was a drag. Those numbers and forms left you holding the bag. But today is a new day. There's no need to fear. Start clearing customs digitally with SWIM software. The best customs clearance software by ISL Bahamas Limited. It's easy. Just give SWIM your invoices and it automatically calculates landed fees, assigns tariffs, and transmits accurately to customs in seconds. Now, completing air manifests and cargo calculations in half the time is as fun as a day at the beach. Brokers, importers, shippers, couriers, are you drowning in an ocean of customs clearance mayhem? Relax and dive into SWIM. Call 356-5592 or visit islbahamas.com to start saving time and money with SWIM, the stress-free click-to-clear software.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. What do? We swim, swim, swim,
good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I had a thing I did want to talk about, but let's talk about let's go through your text messages first, since they would have addressed what we would have already went through during the show. Juan, why did Eyewitness News falsely report that James Aubrey resigned from the FNM? I read his official press release and it never said that. Totally dishonest. Well, I saw that, A. B, surely you can't expect me to answer for Eyewitness News' erroneous report about James Aubrey resigning from the FNM. You would need to contact Eyewitness News about that, but he has not resigned from the FNM. He clearly stated he still supports the party and the leadership and will be working with them from the sidelines. So the guy who is charged with killing the couple in an accident on Christmas Day only fined $250 for no insurance and $9,000 bail for the manslaughter. We need tougher laws. They'd changed the laws for killing in the course of dangerous driving, so he could be facing he's facing a significant amount of jail time. One, I hear you about commissioner role ain't playing, but the reality is when we see traffic cops all day like they saturate downtown, then we would see order on the streets. Can someone get them to explain where these people evaporate to after 9 a.m. on the few days that they're active? They seem to be on Freeport streets all day like they selling papers. This island ain't that big. This island ain't that big. All right, so. Sit like they selling papers. That's what I want to see. I want to see police all over. Y'all who have issues, that's on y'all. Me, I want to see the police. I'm with you. Y'all are my friends, right? Let me know. I'll bake you some cookies, right? Is it hot out here? I'll bring you some Gatorade, whatever you want. Y'all are my friends. If y'all want Bill like a booth at the end of my corner, you come through. It ain't no problem with me. Y'all can stay there all day and night. Says one, a lady that worked in a law office downtown by Zion Church parks on the sidewalk and cussed me out when I asked why she parked there. It's ridiculous. They need to tow her. Hey, Juan, we need 2 years national service. That's not a bad idea. We could talk about that. All right. This is one, I got rear-ended by a guy last year. Literally, he left the back of my car hanging when I came out. He shifted the car in reverse and proceeded to leave the scene. When I approached his car, he rolled down the window and pulled his Glock and sped off. The streets are scary, but the police want to pressure me for my licensed shotgun. Thanks for reminding me to go pick up my gun license. I'm going to go do that right after the show. Yeah, that's it. So you don't know what you're going to get when someone hits you. They're probably... If you're going to carry a pistol around, a handgun around, which you know is illegal, likely all of the other laws that don't automatically land you in jail, you've disregarded as well, right? Because for a handgun, you're going to do some time, right? One, with regard to the caller who asked about the causes of these behaviors, I believe that lack of enforcement of some sort of structure and discipline for bad behavior is at the root of the problem. A lot of young people have been getting away with acting and doing how they feel with no consequences for so long that they have no regard for or respect for authority or rules. We need to start reinforcing proper upbringing again. Hashtag parenting. Yeah, it goes back to parenting. Now, you can have great parents and they done right by you, and you can still have someone who's willful and is like, well, I want to do the wrong thing anyway. And that happens. But usually, it goes back to parenting. And I'm sorry, you know. I'm sorry. And I say that facetiously because I really am not sorry. But the government is not responsible for raising your children. Okay? The government has certain responsibilities, but rearing your children, teaching them proper morals and ethics, and properly socializing your children is your responsibility. It says, hi, McCartney. Look at the Defense Force woman who killed two people on Marathon Road and was fine. Yep. Did she do any time? I don't think she did any time. Yeah, I remember that. And she left the scene and was fined like $10,000, and the people were dead. And I said, how do you, you know what I mean? Stuff like that is why they changed the law. It says, one, hit somebody on Kemp Road, don't stop. I wouldn't do you like that. I wouldn't do you like that in the middle of Kemp Road. Nah. I don't be where some of y'all is be. So, and I don't know why y'all are where y'all are. But I don't be nowhere after dark, so I ain't tripping. But in the daytime, I don't mind stopping if it's an honest mistake. Like, I drive through DeVoe Street all the time, and there's a very loose understanding of how that is not actually a pedestrian area and that the road is for cars among people who traverse there. So you gotta be very careful. People let their children play outside and in the road and stuff. And you know, that's okay if they're monitored and all that. But if I were to hit somebody there, I wouldn't have a fear of like stopping and taking care of the person. But I'm not going to be driving through there like a bat out of hell, knowing it's a small corner and knowing the children are probably through there. It says, Bahamians are not only the worst drivers, but the worst pedestrians, too. Now, I can call y'all the worst pedestrians yet. You are the worst drivers. Worst pedestrians remains to be seen. But I don't know that Bahamians have mastered the art. And I say you're not the worst because when we used to see the Americans would do it too in the tourists. But I don't know that Bahamians have mastered the art of walking single file down the street where there's no sidewalk on the road. As young as school children, particularly school children, I see do this. And I guess you do it as adults because no one told you better as school children. Y'all are walking 2-3 side by side because y'all just got to down the street and got an issue when a car is coming on the street. You don't look when you cross the road. You walk in the road. So, on the what? Right. Right. You jog in the road. Right? Kudos to you for jogging, but don't jog in the road. Now, you might dip out in the road a little bit when ain't no cars coming. But you can't just be in the road when all the cars coming and everyone must do, you know. Go to the park if that's the issue. Blue Hill Road? Yeah. In the road. In the road. But they got sidewalk on Blue Hill Road. They don't ain't on the sidewalk. They're in the road. All right. It says the biggest part of the problem is illegitimacy. The solution is tube ligation and vasectomy. Richard Lightbourne was the only one with the cojones enough to say it. No, Palacios, Father James Palacios said it too. Like, y'all have too much baby. Everyone went nuts. Are you mad? Do your thing. Go have your babies. One, not that we even need headlights now because we can't even be out at night. Yep. One, when there's no sign for the speed limit, the law states you must automatically stay within a 25-mile-per-hour speed limit. Okay, that's good to know. As far as I'm aware, there is nowhere on New Providence where the speed limit exceeds 45 miles an hour. Nowhere. If I'm wrong about that, you let me know. Not the highway, not the airport gateway. There's nowhere on New Providence where the speed limit exceeds 45 miles an hour, to my knowledge. There's people are running in the road with dark clothing 5 a.m. or later in the evening. That's not a good idea either. says it's against the law not to have your driver's license and insurance, so make sure Bahamians know that. Driver's license, I'll have to double-check the emergency order. I don't think you have to renew your driver's license at this time with the emergency order. I know that you do have to have your insurance, yes. I will try to double-check the emergency order about driver's license, but last I was aware, you are not required to renew your driver's license at this time. Now, your insurance company may want you to have renewed your driver's license, but as far as I'm aware of the emergency order, and I will double-check that, you're not required to have to renew your driver's license at this time because of the emergency order. This says, these roadblocks are only good for about 20 minutes, Juan. Everyone quick to report on WhatsApp. LOL. As for the speed limit, I think the law is it's 25 miles per hour if it's not posted. Well, there you go, Shay. It's 25 miles per hour if not posted. It says, good day. Is it true or not once you have insurance and driver's license? Do you still need the license with the road traffic? Please explain, please. It is really $5,000 ticket. $500 ticket on the phone. What is the true fine for being on the phone? It's $500 for the phone. I'm going to double check the emergency order because you said the police officer told me I can still get a ticket if my car is not licensed and I have insurance. No, that's not true. I can say with certainty, as long as your car is insured, you do not have to have it licensed up to date at this time. As far as your driver's license, I will say that I am not 100% certain, so I will double check the emergency order. Says, what are you talking about, Juan? I encounter roadblocks many times around 4 to 6 p.m., usually on Bay Street and East Bay near the light at Montague. I don't see them, and I live around there. I don't see that, not 4 to 6 p.m. It says, Juan, for real, lighter, more clean-cut people are treated differently by police. Police always seem to randomly search cars of dark-skinned young men who are not clean-cut, especially when there's more than one of them in the vehicle. Nah, that may be true. They may be profiling. That may be true. That may be the case. Says, Juan, it's not just the speeding for me. It's the third and fourth lanes these drivers try to create on every street. Also, many people insure their cars only to get them licensed, then go for cancellation and refund from the insurance company. That got to be against the law. Says, hi, the other day a female police officer said the speed limit was 45 miles per hour. I was shocked when she said that on national radio, but they are painting the limits on the zones. Says, hi, yes, the police aren't playing out there. The police is my friends. I love my police women in particular. There you go. Phone call? Let's do a phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Juan, what's up, my brother?
I'm right here. Brother, what's happening?
What is that?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Juan, why so many people in our country have a problem with the laws when it comes to the road act of our country? First of all, Mr. McCartney, when you go away, right, and you jump off that flight, and you go, whether you get a rental car, just say you drive over there.
Right.
Even if you don't drive, you're a passenger. First thing you do is put on your seatbelt.
Correct.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
When you ride, you don't speed up and down the road. You try to stay within the speed limit that is required, and you know, that is required, that the speed limit, wherever you're going.
That's correct.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, if the police wanted to, say, one of the troopers, you know, stop you and for instance, you riding over the speed limit. They take your, you know, they don't take you at the car. They ask for your ID. They run your name for name check or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ride the police. You don't, how Bahamians row them and cuss them, but when the police over here stop them, they want to row and cuss the police. They want to put the police face up on social media.
Yes.
Now, I'm not giving the police, some of them can really have, you know.
They're aggressive.
A good attitude towards people. But I think, Vaughn, a lot of our Bahamian people don't like to admit when they are wrong, you know. Because at times I pull up in roadblocks and they stop me. They say, good afternoon, sir, all is well, you know. And that's it.
Right.
They don't tell me, jump out the car, put your hands on top of the thing. See, perception, some of us in our country created it. We created the monsters with some of these young children. Some of these young children who are big grown men and women now.
Mm.
You know, it's so sickening. You can find them on social media. Hey, don't go on Blueville Road. They're having a roadblock. It's like, these are the same people who call your talk show and text your talk show. Why are they killing up one another? But you know the person get foolishness and got illegalness in their illegal substance or illegal firearms in their car. So you putting them on their P's and Q's, and they may be the same ones who going out there, right? The ones who tell putting on social media roadblock might be getting out there to kill your family or kill my family.
Yep, correct. Yes.
This thing goes so deep. And listen, before I go, right, Mr. McCartney, let me say this to the police. And I already spoke to one of my good friends who's a road traffic. If y'all will make plenty money for the Treasury, let me say this to what y'all must do, police officers. Between the hours of 7 and 9 o'clock, come with your speed guns on Howard Road. Howard Road, every blessed morning, is like the Indy 500 between those, and the big trucks.
Really?
You know the dump is right there. The big trucks, Vaughn, like they don't care. They don't care. So officers, I beg y'all and I plead to y'all, come on Howard Road as of tomorrow.
All right, Harold Rowe.
Have a good day, my brother.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. How you doing, bro?
Hey, I'm well, buddy. How's it going?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Interesting conversation. I'd like to make a comment on that and then on a topic you discussed earlier.
Go for it.
It's pretty funny to me, and I observed this over decades, not just years, over decades, how when you're driving, let's say, particularly out west is where you would find it most, where a lot of the hotels have, a lot of the tourists reside in hotels. And I guess, as you always like to say, the light-skinned people are, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would see them driving, or not driving, but riding 10-speed bicycles, et cetera, right? And they would be pretty much in the middle of the road at some point, right? And I observe drivers driving behind them 2 miles, 3 miles, 5 miles an hour until they could get around them.
Right.
Not one horn is blown, right?
Right.
And when you're driving, let's say, south or let's say central in the city, right? And you see the same situation, but you see someone who is of color driving on an iron donkey or whatever the case may be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And men, the humans have no patience. They're blowing them, they're cussing and carrying on stink, right? And I'm like, you know, we have a serious problem with our own identity as human beings. We have a serious problem with having the level of respect that we should carry for our own selves, our own color, and our own kind. One, I think until we learn to respect who we are as individuals, until we learn to respect our own color and our own kind, we're going to continue to have the problems on top of the regular problems that exist in the country. We lack self-respect in this country in a serious way, one. And COVID-19 and all the suffering that is brought about has not cured that problem in our country. We need to identify better with ourselves and be more respectful, similar to where they were our parents who are of 70 plus in age and our grandparents. They were respecters of their kind and the brethren and the sistren in the community, et cetera. We have lost that one.
Okay.
Now, coming forward to this whole situation with BPC, right, Juan?
Mm-hmm.
When I heard the announcement with BPC One, I grew even more concerned for our country, for our Ministry of Finance, and for our finances in the country, because I'm certain after all the hoorah and the shadow boxing that this government was doing, and the Prime Minister in particular saying that they don't support oil exploration in the country, but they're the very ones who granted the license, knowing that they had full authority and sovereignty to make any decision that they wanted against it, they still went ahead and did it. After I heard that announcement from Simon Porter, I realized that, well, there goes, say, $1 billion or $2 billion a year that the government is going to lose. And now where is that $1 billion or $2 billion going to come from? On top of the increased national deficit, increased national debt, loss in GDP, joblessness, hopelessness that is amongst the country from top to bottom right now. I'm wondering where is that potential loss of revenue going to come from?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hear anything from the government. I'm only hearing crickets. All I'm hearing is a lot of distraction, a lot of talk, but no real plan is being laid out one to reduce unemployment in our country, to put our medical infrastructure in the condition and in the place that it needs to be as a leading tourism destination globally. I don't hear any plans for helping hopeful persons who are still losing their homes from rental, who are rent, and I need that rental assistance from persons who are losing their homes through mortgages, et cetera. I don't hear one. I'm trying to figure out when are we going to hear any real and concrete plans that Bahamians can hold on to and look forward to and create some level of help and hope around, because there's a lot of despair in this country and it's going to continue to grow. In the meantime, while we are playing politics, we need to stop. Thank you for the opportunity, Warren. God bless.
Okay. I disagree with the thing about self-respect and the people of lighting and iron. I really don't even know what you're talking about, Anton, so I won't get into it. But I think that if we continue to dwell on this thing where everything boils down to color instead of country, not to say that certain things aren't about race, but if every issue you see through the lens of race, in terms of how we treat people on bicycles, I think we're just going to never get anywhere. So I don't really agree with you on that. I don't know that that's some huge difference. For instance, if you say people don't respect people, people are equal opportunity, knock down people with equal opportunity. There was a lady who worked for the U.S. Embassy, got knocked down and killed near Goodman's Bay. They drove off, didn't stop because she was white, and go, oh, no, it's a white person. Their life has much more value to me than a black person. So I don't get it. Not in everything. You know, I think we run out with that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
How's it going, my brother?
Yeah, I'm right, Chino. I was prompted to call by Anton, and so that was some key points you hit on. But Mr. McCartney, to be honest with you, right, I was looking at the educational system and the digital divide and the disparity in the educational system right now. You know, I have my little daughter goes to a private preschool, and they have less than 80 students, and so they are not doing any online. I know my stepdaughter, her primary school is doing online classes, but the data coming in from the United States, I don't know if you're collecting data, but the children are not retaining. The data says they're only retaining about 20% of the information, and these are facts. I listened to a few teachers, professional teachers from the States, right? And I want you to know, and everybody know, the government really is failing us. This paradigm that they're creating with this online foolishness, right? This is not going to work because, you know, socialization and just the way it's not working, and they're not collecting any data, right? And so we're being deceived left, right, and center with the science and the paradigm. The other day I had called your show, and I had mentioned when I said the mRNA vaccination is not a vaccine, right? You said you disagreed, right? But listen to me. All other vaccinations that were previous, you talk about the polio and the likes, right? They produce immunity. You didn't get the polio after you were vaccinated, right? You have COVID. Some people had COVID. So the consensus of a vaccination, you don't give people a vaccination after. You can't give me a hepatitis vaccination after I have hepatitis. So the fact that you have this paradigm now that even if you're vaccinated, it doesn't stop infectiousness. It only stops the symptoms, which means you're less likely to transmit the disease, right? And then also, you can still transmit the disease. And so this paradigm that they're creating, that you have to get this vaccination every year, whatever they're setting up, you can see the construct. And I'm sick and tired of the level of ignorance. Now, the school system is in a disarray. People saying they don't understand what I'm saying, but you're all going to pay for not understanding me anyhow, because you let Dr. Dylan Brennan slip. I sent you a text. I don't know who read it, but the paradigm that he said out of his own mouth, that vaccinating people would stop the mutations, which was disingenuous. It's incorrect. I know it. How could you stop mutations when mutations is just basically a mistake that gene replication makes with amino acids? That's all it is.
Now, I think I heard a bit of what he said, 52, and I agree with you in that the vaccination won't. But let me just speak for just a moment, okay? So I agree with you in that the vaccine itself will not stop the mutation of the virus. I agree. Let me just finish my point.
Sure. Right.
I'm saying I agree with you that the vaccine itself won't change the virus from going through some sort of genetic shift. However, to be fair to him, I think what he's saying is, if you stop the transmission, the likelihood of the shift happening is lessened. Now
but
you
I,
may.
I don't, that's not what I heard. But you can't stop transmission. And so what happens is, I'm going through this labyrinthic BS, you know, because I know they're not being genuine to me. But yes, I had said something on the radio the other day that I even read subsequently. the antigenic shift has the propensity to deal with phenotypical changes in the virus. That means the lookalike. So it could never be correct, because the phenotypical change would mean that the antibodies wouldn't recognize the virus itself. Once you have a phenotypical, which is a lookalike, physical changes in the features of the virus itself. You know, Mr. McCartney, you know, what I'm saying is, in other words, as long as we don't have a scientific journalist asking these people to give an account for what come out of their mouth, God help us all, you know, because I know the paradigm they're about to create, you know. A lack of knowledge is a lack of consciousness. John Adams always said fear and propaganda has always been the tools of governments, you know. Mm-hmm. If you're underwear, and we're mindless. Have a good day.
All right, my brother. I think it's just a semantics thing, 52, with you and I on what a vaccine is. I think we agree that they do the same thing, but I think your definition is just more along a more hard line path than where mine is in terms of generalization. Okay, let's go to a break and we'll be back.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for plenty food and you're on a budget?
Well, I'm Greek.
Stop into Wendy's and grab our latest bundle.
Introducing the Biggie Bag.
With the new Biggie Bag, you get a Dave's Singles,
Junior Fries,
regular drink,
and four-piece nuggets for only $7.25, fat inclusive.
Add an apple pie for just $1 more.
Now that's a deal.
Motor, also hook up, eh?
It's the best on these streets. Available at all locations. Restrictions apply. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you'll also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
With the outbreak of COVID-19, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we remain committed to our customers during this global pandemic. Our Nassau and Freeport branches are open to assist you remotely, Monday to Friday, between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Call 397-2100 or email info@jsjohnson.com. Be safe, Bahamas. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Happy Valentine's from Hershey's Chocolate. Share a Hershey's with the one you love and enter to win. Purchase a Hershey's Valentine's package plus any two Hershey's chocolate bars January 14th through February 11th, 2021, and enter to win cash. Prizes include $500 cash and one of three $300 cash. Write your name and number on the back of your store receipt and drop it at Ace H. Pritchard on Robinson Road. Entry deadline, 11th of February, 2021. Ace H. Pritchard employees and immediate family not eligible to enter. Hershey's, distributed by Ace H. Pritchard Limited. Happiness is Hershey's.
When King Hatchet was a hammer, customs clearance was a drag. Those numbers and forms left you holding the bag. But today is a new day. There's no need to fear. Start clearing customs digitally with SWIM software. The best customs clearance software by ISL Bahamas Limited. It's easy. Just give SWIM your invoices and it automatically calculates landed fees, assigns tariffs, and transmits accurately to customs in seconds. Now, completing air manifests and cargo calculations in half the time is as fun as a day at the beach. Brokers, importers, shippers, couriers, are you drowning in an ocean of customs clearance mayhem? Relax and dive into SWIM. Call 356-5592 or visit islbahamas.com to start saving time and money with SWIM, the stress-free click-to-clear software.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Bombers. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're clearly not going to get to what I wanted to talk about, which was the vaccinations, et cetera, and all this other stuff, but maybe tomorrow. But we'll finish up with the text messages and messages we do have, which says, good afternoon, Juan. Given that we're a majority black country, it follows that the majority of criminals will be of that hue. I wouldn't necessarily call it profiling. All right. This says, Juan, how are you still running the road? Bro, my knees and shins are so shot. I had to get on a treadmill. We're over 40, bro. We ain't healing up like we used to. I mean, it's still, sometimes the knees hurt, but I try not to overdo it too much. All right. Says, hey, Juan, I have a Japanese car. What is 45 miles per hour in kilometers per hour? If you have a Japanese car, stay under 95 kilometers per hour, and you should be fine, I believe. Right? Yeah. Or is kilometers? No, it takes, I lie, it's the other way around. Let me see. I'm going to do the calculation for you. Right here. 95 kilometers? 25 kilometers. All right, yeah. So it's 1.609 kilometers per mile per hour. So if you're going 45 miles an hour, it would be 72.4 kilometers per hour. So you're going to have to go less than 70. Keep it around 70 kilometers per hour, and you'll be solid if you got the Japanese car. One of these young officers need training on how to talk to citizens, especially young people. Fair enough. I believe a lot of them could use some more training along those lines. It says they are talking about having your license on you if you're driving. Oh, yes, you should have your driver's license on you if you're driving. That's a requirement of law. Okay. And you are required also to have a government ID on you at all times. I don't necessarily agree with that, but that is the law under the emergency order. Where do you go to renew your driver's license? There's a website now. I don't know what it is. They claim you can do it online now. Years ago, you could have done it online, but they claim there's a new thing you could do it online. Other than that, you got to go to road traffic. All right. Juan, why is DeWitt trying to cause me to change my route? Okay. Lord. It says, Anton took us down that PLP road just now. I thought I was in a PLP haunted movie. Yeah, I mean, and anyway. Never mind. You can have a discussion and comment on it without having to go into your diatribe about what's missing from the PLP. We get it. You want the plan every day, every hour, every second. We get it. I want perception is a very serious thing. Anton stated it's a race thing regarding cyclists on the West Bay Strip. As a former cyclist, I find that people are usually mesmerized at the speed we travel at. Motorists would actually pull up on the side of us and say, you know y'all doing 27 miles per hour, so I think he's wrong in his perception. I mean, if your perception of everything is because you are black, then you're going to find it hard to navigate the world. You acknowledge that you are black. You acknowledge that certain things are due to systemic racism. But I think that if you perceive the world to be a place until where you can no longer prosper, until you believe all racism no longer exists, I think you're going to have a very hard time making your way in the world. It says, why is Anton always citing the same PLP points every day? Yeah, and that's the problem. And not to make it about Anton, but it's like, you talk and you say you want to talk on a certain point, and then you come and you recite this long PLP mantra about the plan and jobs and economy, and that's not even a part of the discussion we were having. It says, vaccinating people who had COVID can lead to interferon responses, inflammation, and autoimmune response. Okay. It says 52's worse than COVID. I'm ready to hang myself after listening to him. He thinks everyone is stupid. Oh, boy. It says, I live out west, and as hard as they try to clean the airport road, the next day or two, there's garbage, cups, KFC boxes, etc. But I really think someone is throwing garbage out because I don't think people will be throwing out garbage daily. You know, again, on Village Road, somebody threw out, and I jog, run along Village Road, and somebody threw out an entire case, a Bud Light case full of liquor bottles. So there's broken, like, Stoli bottles and Bud Light bottles all over the sidewalk. I tried to brush some aside. Now, if I live in Anton's world, I'm going to try to figure out if they were black or white, if they were littering, or if they were light-skinned or dark-skinned, or which dark-skinned people or light-skinned people or white people litter more. But I don't live in Anton's weird world, so I'm just going to say whoever's doing the littering. I don't know if you're black or white or Chinese or Asian or Indian or whatever like that, because I see some of those along Village Road too. Please stop, right? Or if you're Bahamian or whatever, please stop, right? Stop throwing trash around the place in which you live. If you do that around your own home, that's your prerogative. Try to keep the place somewhat clean for the rest of us to try to enjoy. I walk with my son along Village Road, and he's got to see all your trash. And he goes, well, Daddy, why is there trash all along the road? I said, well, it's because Bahamians, I don't know if they're white or black, right, or expats or whatever, clearly don't care to take care of the place they live in. He goes, but do you always tell me to pick up after myself? I go, yes, I do. And clearly these people who did that, they don't have fathers who explain to them how to not leave their trash all around. It says, one is the FNM confirms its general election candidates. I'm an Elizabeth constituent. And if Dr. Minnis blocks our current MP from being renominated, there will be hell to pay for the dictator in 2022 will not begin well or end well for him. And Carl Kulmer, chairman politically, this party is not the PLP, and Dr. Minnis is not maximum leader Lyndon Pinling of that scandal-ridden party. Yeah, I hear Elizabeth and Marco City in particular, when the party officials were telling them about they don't want Duane Sands and Pintard, particularly Pintard. I understand that the prime minister was on a Zoom call with the constituency association people from Marco City, and their basic message to the PM was like, we ain't playing your games. So, because the Grand Bahama FNM is a little different than the Nassau FNMs. And they were like, you could talk all that talk. We ain't playing your games. Because Michael Pintard is the most popular MP on Grand Bahama. And I understand there's pushback from Elizabeth as well. It says, why does the discussion on every subject always come down to a racial issue? Really? This is 2021. You think we'd be past this by now? No, we're not past it. And we could do that with everything. Let's do that with everything. Right? Let's do it with everything. Since everything's about race and who's black and who's white and how we perceive ourselves differently and all. Let's do it with everything, right? Let's do it with the traffic. Let's do it with the economy. Let's do it with the schools, right? Let's do it. Let's do that. All right, let's do that and never actually evolve the conversation past the point of everything is to do with race, right? Let's do it with everything, with food, everything. What else you want to do with healthcare? Let's do it with that. And so everything is race. Good day one, I would suggest to road traffic to work with insurance company to create insurance decals to put on windshields so if officers can see if vehicles are insured fully. If vehicles don't have the decals, then they should not be on the street and be heavily fined. All right. This is Juan. If one more person tries to cross Village Road from that shopping plaza near the Village Road Bernard Road roundabout to get into the western lane, I swear to God, there's no more roundabout there, but I know what you mean. It says, this election time, Juan, expect the PLP to talk race, same script, same old PLP. Well, you know, if we're having a conversation about race, and I'm going to have a conversation about race one day, a real conversation, not a fantastical one about who's riding bicycles, but a real conversation about the lasting impacts of racial inequality and perceptions of race on our society in terms of the social and the economic ramifications, but not one that's based just in wild conjecture, right? McCartney, July 6, 2020, an SD car right off my truck. Driver of the SD didn't have a driver's license. The SD was not licensed nor insured. The accident was not caught on camera. No result as yet. Retired, waiting for a result. It's tragic. One last call really quickly. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, Ron McGarney.
How's it going?
That's great, man. I mean, you just read a text, a political text, there about Dwayne Sands and Pintard. I'd like to put three more names with that. That's Mr. Brent Semenit and Mr. The man that spoke up for his constituency, Pine Ridge, all this time.
McElpine. No, McElpine's done with the FNM. Brent Semenit's retiring.
Yes, well, I know all of that, but these names are the names that we had all together for the past 6 or 7 months. And well, Mr. Minister has been hearing those names all the time. So somehow we got him to believe that there was something taking place inside that nucleus. So somehow he is disbanding them.
Yeah.
You know?
So
much for loyalty. Thanks for letting me share.
Okay, my brother. Yeah. It says, Juan, we do need to have a conversation about the segregation that still exists in this country. Segregation. Okay, that's a heavy word, but we're going to talk about race. Don't worry, we're going to talk about it in its fullness, right? Not just pretend around nonsense, all right? We're going to talk about it in its fullness, all right? Not just invoke boogeymen. All right. We got to go. Sorry, I couldn't get to all your texts. I want to talk about the House and Moutrie thing, too, because they keep saying you could prorogue the House and bring a motion of no confidence and get rid of Moutrie. If you could bring a motion of no confidence all you want, show me in the Constitution where a motion of no confidence requires House and Moutrie to resign as Speaker, and then we can have that conversation. Conventions are one thing. It is the convention of the Westminster system for the Speaker of the House to immediately resign from his political party. We haven't followed that in 50 years. It is the convention in the Bahamas for the Speaker of the House to remain a member of a political party. We've never had an independent Speaker in independent Bahamas. So a convention that requires him to resign due to another no-confidence motion brought after prorogation is useless if he's not willing to follow the convention and if there's no law requiring him to do so. We got to go. Take care out there. Well, have a great day, Bahamas. We'll talk tomorrow.